Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. Although more than 230 deaths have been confirmed, state emergency officials say survivors from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina are still being found. Duke Energy says about 90% of customers have had their power restored. Dozens of local volunteers turned out this weekend to help pack food, water hygiene, and baby supplies and other goods for shipment to the western part of the state. Meanwhile, three Whiteville firefighters, as well as the county administrative team, returned Friday after spending several days assisting in cleanup and recovery. Lieutenant Marquise Blanks was part of a team that rescued an infant from a Mudville home earlier on their tour. Reverend Dave Hiller of the Columbus Baptist Association said the emphasis is on warm clothing and cleaning supplies this week. Temperatures will drop to the 40s and even the 30s in some hurricane-stricken areas this week. New and slightly used blankets, coats, jackets, scarves, hoodies, and hats are being collected for shipment as quickly as possible. Cleaning and muck supplies are also needed. Donations can be dropped by the CBA office in Whiteville, the former Quality Ford dealership in Whiteville, the Columbus County Sheriff's Office, and most area fire departments. And donations can also be dropped off in the Black's Tire truck at the gates for the Columbus County Fair Tuesday and Wednesday. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson will visit Dale's Seafood in Whiteville tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 to speak with voters and supporters. Robinson temporarily suspended his campaign last week to help with Helene relief efforts. In other news, a driver is in critical condition after a wreck on U.S. 74 shut down traffic for 2 hours in Delco this past Thursday. The victim had to receive blood transfusions on the scene. We'll have more on this story later at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office is warning of a jury scam once again making its rounds. The caller claims to be from the Columbus County Sheriff's Office and threatens to arrest the victim for not showing up for jury duty unless the individual pays a fine. The CCSO says the best defense against such scammers is to simply hang up the phone. Columbus County Commissioners tonight will hold a public hearing on new rules regulating the location of vape and tobacco shops in the county. Whiteville will consider its own measure on Tuesday as well. And the Columbus County Agricultural Fair starts tomorrow. The fair parade is this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and we'll provide commentary with our live coverage on the Columbus County News Facebook page. The fair will run from Tuesday through Sunday at the county fairgrounds. This year's event features the return of the Fair Queen pageants, the Midway Arts and Crafts competitions, the Demolition Derby, livestock shows, and entertainment every night. This is the 41st year for the fair, which saw record-breaking crowds last year. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.